Nothing smells sweeter than a freshly cut field of hay. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your Tailgate Talk. Hey, so I'm sitting in the middle of a field, and when I say freshly cut, it wasn't freshly cut, really. It was cut yesterday, but I mean, you get the idea. It is beautiful, and you can't really get the full appreciation of it because you're just watching this video, but it smells glorious. There's just a sweet aroma when hay is curing. And folks who know me know that it's a bit of my weakness. I mean, there'll be times that I'll be driving down the road and I'll see a field of hay curing. I just have to pull over and roll the window down sometimes. I know that's weird. I know it's weird, but it's just, I've never claimed to be anything but that. It's fresh, it's new, and let me just tell you, when we bale this up tomorrow, when this hay that's laying on the ground is rolled up and all that's left behind is that freshly cut grass that's behind it, there's a green to that grass that is unlike anything else. I mean, it's just beautiful. These freshly cut fields that right after they're baled, they're just awesome. And if we could get a little rain, it would really be pretty. There's just something about that fresh and new that is incredible. But let me just tell you, it doesn't stay that way long. As a matter of fact, that grass takes off and that fresh and new fades and it starts to look like a hayfield again. Fresh and new. We all like fresh and new, but fresh and new doesn't last. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16, Paul talks about the fact that we don't wear out, we don't wind down. Because though our outer man is decaying, our inner man is being renewed day by day. How do we not wind down? How do we not wear out? It's because that new and that fresh is being renewed every single day. How does that happen? Hey, listen, we get re-greened, if that's even a word. Well, it is now, because I've just coined it. We get refreshed by time in the Word. By time with the Lord, by time with His Spirit, we allow Him to speak into our lives every day and renew us. We need that. You better be letting Him renew you because you're going to wind down, you're going to wear out. We need to be renewed day by day. Hey, I love you and I appreciate you for joining me today on the tailgate. It is hot where I am. I don't know how it feels where you are, but it is hot and dry here. So I hope that you're able to enjoy the weather wherever you are. And until next time, I'm going to save you a seat right here on the tailgate. Until then, have an incredible week. I love you. And we'll see you next time on a Tailgate Talk.